This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today as we finish out March and start April with a huge show this week. My first guest from The Tonight Show, my pal Jimmy Fallon will be here. A brand new show on NBC is called Abby. Two of its stars, Natalie Morales and Nelson Franklin. Then we're going to be talking to Tom Clavin, who's written a great book about Wild Bill Hickok. I love it. From This Is Us on NBC, Sterling K. Brown will be joining us. Great actor next hour. Ernie Hudson will be joining us. From Good Girls, Mae Whitman and Retta. Judy Gold, who is an actress and a comedian, and she has a show called Nightcap on Pop TV. She'll be here, and we'll be talking about travel and how to do it safely with Claudia Lombana and Amanda Norcross. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, my first guest this first hour, the star of The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey, guys. Charlie Jones here. You heard me talk about MyPillow's amazing pillows. All you have to do is sleep on one of them, and you'll know why they call the creator of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure that you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bedsheets. He began by using the world's best cotton, called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable, the Giza Dream sheet set includes two full 21-inch wide pillowcases that'll fit over any pillow, and deep pocket sheets that'll fit over any mattress. And the first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Put them on your bed, and when you crawl in after a long day, it feels like you're sleeping at a five-star hotel. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. That's right, promo code USA for 30% off and free shipping. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. We got a big show in store for you this week. We hope that you stick around for it. And our first guest this first hour has been a friend of mine for a lot of years, and I love when he's on the show. I mean, he's a terrific guest, and he has really taken over the reins and carried it into a new generation with The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. But before we bring Jimmy on, I got to do some business here. Hope you excuse me here. Just hold on a moment. Thank you, NBC, for letting Jimmy come out and play on our show today. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Fallon joins us. Hi, Jimmy.
Ron, I love that you're doing the thank you notes. This is good. It's your new thing.
It's my new thing. I think
you have to do it. Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. Next thing I'm going to do is headlines.
I won't tell Jay.
No, don't tell anybody. Hey, it's good to have you back here, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me back on. I love doing your show.
Well, I love having you on this show. And Jimmy once told me, he said, when you come to New York, be on the show. Well, that's when De Niro, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Neil Young. I said, yeah, oh, could bring Ron up here. What's he going to do? I think I'll do him a little soft shoe like the Seven Flags guy.
Ron will always welcome you on the show, I'm telling you. Yeah. We're going to have to do this one day.
When you tell your producers that, they're going to say, are you out of your mind?
and then I'll say, have you seen last night's show?
Did you see?
Of course, I am out of my mind.
You know, I heard my wife telling you that my pal, Ed McMahon, always said that when you walked out on stage, it reminded him of a young Johnny Carson. And I'm going to go a step further. Steve Allen was a buddy of mine. And the part that I liked about Steve Allen, and I'm finding out that this is what really is the key, I think, to all the stuff that you do so successfully. Steve was not only a good host, he was also a good audience. When I watch you, I break up watching you enjoy the guest.
I appreciate that. I love Steve Allen, but I have a good time, and I do. I am a good audience because I'm an easy laugh.
You're a good audience, and Steve was an easy laugh, too.
Yeah, I just love laughing. I love having a good time. So if you come on our show and you do something funny or tell a funny joke.
Well, that's what I like about it. I mean, you just die laughing. You know, a lot of guys, and Rickles is like this. You know, when you are behind stage with Rickles, he's very kind, very polite. He used to always be very nice to my mom and stuff like that. But when I interviewed Don Rickles and I said to him, I said, Don, a very clever name for your book because it's called Rickles. He said, he didn't get it. He said, yeah. You know, and I'm standing there holding the microphone thinking, I said, no, what the heck do I do? But you would bust up with something like that.
Oh, yeah. Now, well, I would because I totally understand. Yeah, very. How did you come up with the title?
Yeah,
Rickle. You must have thought a lot about that. I mean, we've done so much stuff now, Ron, since we've talked in this last year. We had a book out called Thank You Notes.
I got it right in front of me.
And it was a collection of all of our thank you notes that we did every Friday. We do thank you notes on the show. You know, you look for something like that, like a headlines or a top 10 list. You know, every talk show looks for something like that. So we do these things called thank you notes where I write these sarcastic thank you notes. Well, I don't write them. My writers write them. I write them now and then, but I read them. And it's just very sarcastic things. So, like, for example, I would say, thank you, microbreweries, for making my alcoholism seem like a neat hobby. You know, and just like, and we'd have James from the Roots play piano behind us. So very, wow. Just like, very nice, like almost Hallmarky type of piano.
Right, right.
Thank you. Yes, I agree to the terms and conditions box that I have to click in order to install software. You know full well I didn't actually read the terms and conditions. For all I know, I just agreed to become the new face of herpes, but I'm still going to click you.
I'm still thank you, Cotton Candy, for making my grandmother's hair look so delicious.
I can't. Thank you, slow-walking family walking in front of me on the sidewalk. No, please, take your time. And definitely spread out, too, so you create a barricade of idiots.
I remember when you did that on the air.
It's like those are the types of things. So they just kind of, it's one of the things that just kind of took off. We love the thank you notes because we were just going to do it as a one-off.
No,
and then we just started doing it every Friday, and it became a hit. And then we put it together as a book, and we released it, and became a New York Times bestseller.
Even after you read it once, you know, it's like you hear the joke, and you know the punchline. It's still funny. Thank you, shampoo, or as I like to call you when you run out of soap, soap.
Everyone does it. I think it's a good book if you want, even for...
Oh, it's great for
you. Have the family over and just pass the book around.
It's hilarious. It's called Thank You Notes by Jimmy Fallon with the writers of The Late Night. Now, you've got a show. Unbelievable.
I mean, do you believe this, Ron? I've been on... seems like yesterday we just started.
I know that. And three Emmy nominations, Thank You Notes, Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You got your late night snack.
All right, so here's the deal. We have our own flavor ice creams. Wherever you are, guys, if wherever they have a Ben and Jerry's place, you can go and get it. It's called Late Night Snack. I kind of want you to try and just guess what's in it.
Well, let me guess, okay? Can I just guess?
Yes.
Would it be like a vanilla beach ice cream with salty caramel swirl and fudge-covered potato chip clusters?
But you're really good at guessing.
I just came right off the top of my head.
This is unbelievable how good you are at guessing.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing because you can actually have a party and have people try to guess because no one would ever guess that there's potato chips in this ice cream.
I got to try that. I love it.
They take this, like, you know, the Hawaiian kettle chips?
Yeah, yeah.
They crush them up, then put them in the clusters. They cover them in fudge so that they don't get non-crispy. And then they put them in this vanilla bean ice cream with a salty caramel swirl.
Wow. But I think it's important to note that the profits go to the charity Fair Trade Universities.
Yeah. I don't make any money off this thing. This the vanilla bean and the fudge are fair trade, which is like, it's basically helping developing countries who can't, their farm system, their government doesn't work the way ours is. So, like, they can't compete with these giant conglomerate farms. They're just local farms that just need a break. They get to use that money to build schools and hospitals and, you know, et cetera, and the whole economy based off of their crops.
That's a great, great charity. And now, this is what I really dig. The first time you came on the show, we were promoting the show. Now, under your belt, you hosted Saturday Night Live, did an outstanding job. I mean, how cool was that? That's like going back to your class reunion, you're smarter than all the teachers.
This is it. This is a dream come true for me. That was my ultimate thing when I first started. My only thing I ever wanted to do was get on Saturday Night Live, and not only that, but they asked me to come back. It's just insane. Like I can't tell you how happy I am. When we got nominated for the Emmys, like, we're just sitting around here. We're a bunch of mushes over here, to be honest, on our show. I just said to everyone the night before, don't worry about it. We know we have the best show. I'm so proud of the show, and if we don't get nominated, I just know that we have the best. We work so hard, and I'm just so proud of everything we do on the show. And then when we got nominated, everyone was like jumping up and down, hugging each other, crying. I walked in. I couldn't, from the elevator to my office, it took me like a half an hour. I was just hugging everybody, was running up and going like, oh my God, congratulations. Oh my God. It's like so insane.
So 3 Emmy nominations, Thank You Notes book, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. You look like Bob Hope when he used to go on The Tonight Show.
Pretty soon.
And have all the things talk about.
Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty soon, the Jimmy Fallon Network, Home Shopping Network, will be out. He's got a new beauty line. He's got a new automobile line, Fallon Mobile.
Exactly.
He's got everything.
My own resort.
His own resort. His pictures will be in all the menswear Kmart.
I think I'm slowing down after this. This is as big as it gets, I think.
Now, you and I have one thing very much in common that you did a couple of weeks ago, and that is both saying with Tony Orlando. Tony's been a longtime friend of mine.
What a great guy.
He's a terrific guy. And when he goes out and performs, he calls me up on stage to sing Crying by Roy Orbison.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hit those notes?
No.
You just cry.
I just cry. I just sit there. It's just one big sobbing session.
So does the audience after they hear you sing.
After they sing.
Everyone's crying.
Everybody's crying. It's an emotional thing, but we like doing it.
He came on. He was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so funny that, you know, Questlove is our drummer, you know, from the Roots.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's been on a show.
And he said to me, my Mean Joe Green story.
Yeah.
He's like, this is like where, you know, where Mean Joe Green throws him the jersey and goes, go get him, kid.
Right.
He's like, he met Tony Orlando when he was 4 years old, Questlove, and he said, he goes, what do you want to do, Amir? And Amir said, he goes, I'd like to be a drummer. He goes, well, you can do that. You should go out there. I want you to be the best drummer out there. You hear me? And he'll never forget that story. And to this day, he is one of the best drummers in the world,
yes,
Questlove.
Yes. That is Tony.
What a great guy.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy, as you are, too. I want you to know, Jimmy, I really appreciate your friendship. I really do.
You're a good man. I love talking to you all the time, and your wife as well.
Well, I want to congratulate you on the show.
It goes so fast, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Well, now we're ready for you now. Now I'm finally ready for you.
Now,
after 500 shows.
After 500 shows, you're going to get it right, and you're going to...
Don't tell anybody. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy,
you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy Fallon's been our guest. Check out Thank You Notes, now available. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're the best. Thanks, buddy.
The reigning king of late night these days, the host of The Tonight Show, our friend Jimmy Fallon. We're coming back on Ron Sedgwick Today.
Thank you, The Bachelorette, for being down to the last three men and getting us one step closer to finally knowing who will end up on Dancing with the Stars. Thank you, gust of wind when the subway pulls into the station, for managing to be the most refreshing and nauseating experience at once.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, we have two guests with us right now, are part of a new show. It's Thursdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on NBC, and it's called Abby's. And I have to be honest with you, I am excited about this because this has a great premise to it. Joining us right now, playing the role of Abby, is Natalie Morales, and playing the role of Bill, Nelson Franklin. Nelson, Natalie, welcome to the show. How many people, Natalie, think that you, when they first hear your name, that you used to do the Today Show? And because Natalie's been a friend of mine for years, and I said, boy, it's good to talk to Natalie again. Then I find out I'm talking to this beautiful actress.
You wouldn't be the first person to do that. I've definitely gone on interviews before, and they are like, what was it like hosting Miss Universe? And I was like, I wouldn't know. And then they have nothing else to ask me. But yes, it does happen quite often.
Ah, that's funny. Well, this show, it's kind of a illegal version of Cheers, if you will. You have actually, Natalie, a backyard of your house is a bar. You've turned it into a bar, and Nelson, your character Bill, owns the house. Now, this is a bar that people can go to. They're not allowed to have any cell phones. They have to earn a seat at the bar, and they can't have any challenges that might make an unpleasant or bad atmosphere. This is a great premise. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Abby started this bar in her backyard that she doesn't actually own. Nelson plays my landlord, Bill, and he comes to the bar and realizes that it's happening and wants to shut it down immediately. So we kind of have to talk him out of it. But yeah, there are all these rules to keep the bar what we all want it to be. They're all decided by the regulars at the bar. So it's like just keeping it, what you know, a place that makes us all happy and not letting anybody come in and ruin the bar with flip-flops or their or their phones or what have you. So it's a fun place to be, and we like to keep it that way.
Okay, now you are an ex-military. You had served two tours as a staff sergeant in the Marines. Your character has. Nelson's character, Bill, newly divorced. Worrier, not a risk taker, and now you have this house that was willed over to you from your deceased aunt that is having an illegal bar. How do you keep the police away?
I imagine and Abby has some sort of deal with the local police. But if somebody were to call some, say, a non-local police, then they would get in trouble, you know?
Yeah, we run into that in the course of the show, cops showing up for one reason or another, and we always sort of manage to fake our way around it being a real bar. Oh, we're just having a party back here, officer. Oh, it's a wedding.
It's a wedding. It's been a wedding going on for years and years and years. I mean, is it actually in the backyard? No top on the bar or anything? I mean, is it just...
No, the whole thing is in her backyard, and we actually shot it in the backyard of a house with a full audience outdoors, every single episode. Outdoors.
Really? Wow. Where did you film it?
We shot it at Universal Studios on the... in the back lot, there's like a neighborhood street.
Yeah.
It was Wisteria Lane or where the Munsters lived, or the Leave It to Beaver Street, depending on how old you are. And so they built an entire bar set in the back of one of those houses.
Where does it take place in the show? Where is it supposed to be taken?
San Diego.
Yeah.
San Diego. Wow. I love the description of the bouncer. He's a scaredy cat for all intents and purposes, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Totally. It's just a title that he does not enforce.
This show has a lot of talent connected to it, along with the two of you. I mean, you're talking about Michael Schur from The Good Place, Parks and Recreation, and both of you brings a lot to the table. I mean, Natalie, you are an actor. Writer, you've been in the Battle of the Sexes. Didn't you guys work together in Battle of the Sexes?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
You know, we were. I always forget you're also in that movie. That's so crazy. We didn't work together. We didn't see each other, but we're both in that movie, which is crazy.
Natalie has a much more important and big part in that movie than I do, and I happen to know the directors a little bit, and they're like, "Why don't you come down there shooting down the street from my house?"
That's funny. And Natalie, your newsroom, Girls, Parks and Recreation, Room 104, The Trophy Wife, White Collar. You created and directed and starred in James Joyce Love Letters, and Nelson, you on Veep. By the way, won a SAG Award for Best Ensemble Comedy. Blackish, Arrested Development, on and on and on. So there's a lot of talent in this deal.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool that you work in front of a live audience outside, but I imagine that if there's some inclement weather, that has a challenging effect to it, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, luckily, Southern California is known for its beautiful weather most of the time, and we got lucky. It sometimes rains the day before or the morning of our show, but never during our show, so it was really, we got really lucky. We did build a duplicate set inside a stage, but we never actually used it except for rehearsal.
Yeah, it'll be a sad day when we can't be out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to be totally candid with you. When I heard the premise, for the first time ever, I think, I thought to myself, this is unique. I mean, even though I don't want to say it's Cheers type, okay? I don't want to say that because, you know, just because it took place in a bar doesn't mean it's Cheers type. But this is very unique in lieu of the fact that it's in your backyard. I think I have a neighbor like this, to be honest with you, because some strange people are showing up in my neighborhood of late.
Told me I could have my own bar and set all my own rules, for it.
Let's go into these rules. I mentioned it briefly in the introduction. No cell phones. You have to earn a seat at the bar. How do you do that?
I think you show up and you sit closer and closer to the bar, depending on how long you've been there. You have to prove yourself to be interesting to talk to.
That's right.
I mean, you always have a seat at Abby's, but how close you are to the regulars depends on how cool you are.
Right. There's limited space at the bar itself.
Right. So it's a coveted honor to get to sit at the bar.
Yes. Okay.
Now, what about this losing a challenge may be unpleasant?
I think none of us are fans of a sugary, lime-flavored beer. And that is your punishment for if you happen to challenge somebody. We look it up in the encyclopedia.
Right.
It's wrong. That's your punishment. You got to drink that beer.
And you have a neighbor, Rosie, who's the bar manager, and she can memorize 162 rules and regulations you have at this bar. This doesn't sound like a bar. This sounds like a business that you, if you don't meet up to the IBM standard, you're going to be fired.
Yeah, well, the rules sometimes are just like, you know, if you bring in tacos, they're for everybody. They're not just for you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this is a huge success because I think it's a great premise, as I mentioned before. It's called Abby's. It's Thursday nights at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central on NBC. It stars our guest, Natalie Morales, and Nelson Franklin, who plays the role of Bill. I wish you luck, really. And when you're on a few weeks, come on back and let's talk about it, okay? I'm really excited for you guys.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And join us again. I look forward to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right, bye-bye. Our guests have been, as I mentioned, Natalie Morales, and of course that is the role of Abby, and it's not the Natalie Morales that you know from the Today Show. It's actress Natalie Morales, and Nelson Franklin, who plays the role of Bill on the show that is titled Abby's Thursday Nights at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central on NBC. And don't forget our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7, and you'll see an icon that says Friends on Facebook. If you hit that, you and I can become friends on Facebook. Stick around. There's a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration says it's cutting direct U.S. aid to three Central American countries. The State Department says it will suspend payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Jones is a political analyst at Rice University.
If President Trump believes that somehow by cutting off aid, he's going to get a change in behavior by these three governments, he's sorely mistaken. If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would.
The announcement comes as the president threatens to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
If they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
Attorney General William Barr says a redacted version of the Mueller report will be sent to Congress by mid-April. So far, Barr has sent a four-page summary of the report, but Democrats say they want the whole thing. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hickok was a lawman and a driver, a marksman, a scout, and a gambler for his trade. In a shootout on the frontier, he made his reputation, his long hair flowing in a cross-border raid.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, if you were like the millions of youngsters, of which I was one back in the late 50s and early 60s, growing up watching all the great TV westerns and wanted to become a cowboy, then you're going to love our next guest. He is a New York Times best-selling author. One of his books was Dodge City. His new book is right here in my hands in hardcover called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Joining us is Tom Clavin. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I have fallen in that category of wanting to be a cowboy. And then what made it even worse, Tom, is that I used to go out to Arizona and watch them film the TV shows like Wanted Dead or Alive and all of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the railroad, the romance of the Wild West.
Well, I think we had similar experiences because I remember as a kid watching Rawhide, Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel,
right.
Wanted Dead or Alive, and the Death Valley Days, and there were all these shows. I mean, that was the time period when, at least on television anyway, the Western was king. And there was a lot of kids like me that wanted to go to the West, have experience with the Wild West, be a cowboy. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that at this point in my life I get to do the next best thing, which is write about it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, again, I was the same way as you were. I just was enamored. I still am. People tell me, I've been in the broadcasting business for over 50 years. People say, what do you want to do? I want to be a cowboy. Okay, but I want to be a gentleman cowboy. I want to stress that very, very clear. Wild Bill Hickok. Now, he was portrayed on television by Guy Madison, was he not?
He was. There was a television show with Guy Madison on Wild Bill, and it was popular for a time. But again, it was during that golden age where it seemed like in Hollywood anyway, the feature film westerns were starting to decline, but they found this the big home for them on television.
I asked Roy Rogers this one time, and this is a real treat. I don't know if you've ever talked to him.
No, I didn't have the privilege.
Oh, boy. I said, let me ask you a question. How do you get on a horse, ride down a dusty road, trying to find the bank robber? You find him, you jump off your horse, you grab him, you roll down a hill, and your shirt tails never come out of your pants. How is it even possible? Well, let's talk about Wild Bill Hickok, okay? First of all, this is a gentleman who did a lot of things. He was a Union soldier. He was kind of an early spy, if you will, gathering intelligence. Yeah. He was also an entertainer. He became a U.S. Marshal. He was just all-around guy, did everything, and he knew the likes of George Custer and Frank and Jesse James. I mean, he really had a varied life. You don't even know if he was a good guy or a bad guy half the time.
Well, you know, the gunfighter usually has a negative reputation, and Hickok definitely was, you know, was the undefeated gunfighting champ of the American frontier. But he did have a code of honor. You know, he did not seek to have fights. He did not, you know, look forward to the next opportunity to using his gun. But especially as his reputation grew, and we've seen movies and television shows about this, where, you know, he had to wonder about somebody who was going to be younger and faster coming to take his crown, so to speak. So every so often he was pushed into a confrontation, a gunfight he didn't want to have, but if he's going to have it, he was going to shoot the fastest and shoot the straightest.
How did you, Tom, go back and research something that happened 150 years ago? I mean, that's what I found fascinating.
Well, you know, same thing with my book, Dodge City. Fortunately, when you have these towns being founded on the American frontier, as we move farther west, part of establishing those towns, you know, people would build churches, they would build schools, and they would start a newspaper. So, thankfully, and while Bill did get around a lot, as you mentioned, he roamed all over the frontier, he got a good amount of newspaper coverage. He was a celebrity in a lot of ways. So when he came to town, people reported on that. The other thing, which is really unusual, is that he liked to write letters. And he was not a formally educated person, but when he originally left his home and his family behind in Illinois, his mother and siblings, and he would write back to Illinois for years, telling them of his experiences and adventures. And then when he fell in love, he and his girlfriend were apart for years before they finally got married, but they would write each other letters. So to find those letters still, some of them still existing in like the Kansas Heritage Center and Buffalo Bill Cody Museum of the West, you really get a flavor for what Bill himself was doing and thinking about it. So I got to include some of that voice in the book.
Now, while Bill Hickok, you have to be really good friends with Buffalo Bill Cody. How did that happen?
Well, they first, there's about a 10-year age difference. Buffalo Bill was younger than Wild Bill, and they met on a wagon train expedition one time when Buffalo Bill, who was only then known as Billy Cody, was 11 or 12 years old, and some big bully was about to beat him up and cause him a lot of harm. And Wild Bill Hickok intervened and said, you know, you touch that boy and you won't be sitting down for a month of Sundays. And Buffalo Bill always felt that Wild Bill had saved his life. He got the chance to repay that years later when they were both U.S. Army scouts. But their friendship lasted for as long as Wild Bill was alive, and in fact led to Wild Bill becoming a Broadway star when they were in a play together that was a big hit in New York.
That's unbelievable. And Buffalo Bill went on to be a pretty successful businessman after Wild Bill Hickok passed away. When I first watched TV and you saw all these guys, it was very, very cool. Then you see pictures of them. They look like bums, you know. Wild Bill Hickok, he had a very distinct habit. These guys are out on the range for a long time. He bathed every day, and his handles on his guns were backwards, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, I mean, yeah, as you indicated, we out on the frontier, men can go for weeks without bathing, but Wild Bill is very fastidious about his appearance. He was 6'1". He was a tall, rather imposing guy, bathed every day, wore the buckskin, the sombrero, the yellow moccasins. He had his guns on, the handles out, because what he liked to do is the cross draw. And what made him especially effective is that not only could he draw guns with both hands, but he could shoot equally as well with his left and his right. So he was a very imposing figure. One of the things that prevented more gun battles was because sometimes somebody thought about confronting him and they said, wait a minute, I'm not going to live very much longer if I confront Wild Bill. Just look at the guy. He looks like he can really handle himself. And he could. He was the real deal.
There was a 1936 movie called The Plainsman, which was a story about Wild Bill, which kind of didn't really portray the love affair that you talk about in the book. He was married. He was only married for 4 months to his wife. He passed away. Of course, he was shot in the head from behind while playing cards, which, by the way, two aces, two eights, and a queen are a dead man's hand as a result of how he died. But then he wasn't buried with his wife. He was buried with Calamity Jane, who some people say he had a daughter with, and they were very close.
Calamity Jane would be the first one to say that. She did meet Wild Bill when he was on his way to Deadwood, and they did know each other for basically a couple of months in that summer of 1876 that Wild Bill was killed. But for years afterwards, and Calamity Jane lived to 1903, she claimed that she and Wild Bill had this romance, that they were the love of each other's life. They even had a child together. Her last wish, which was granted, was when she died, she was buried next to Wild Bill. I mean, to this day, if anybody, you go to Deadwood, South Dakota, there they are. Their graves are next to each other, side by side, probably much to Wild Bill's eternal consternation. But the real love of his life was a woman named Agnes Lake, who was a remarkable person, an 1800s businesswoman, circus owner. She was the rival of Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers, and a very formidable person. And she's the one that Wild Bill fell in love with. And because of their separate careers, she had a circus to operate that was roaming the country. He was roaming another part of the country. It was years of circling each other before they finally, she decided, I'm going to find him and we're going to get married. And they were. And that would have been, I'm sure a long-lasting relationship, but only a few months later he was killed.
Yeah. Great pictorial tongue in the book also, I might add. James Butler Hickok was Wild Bill. How did he get his name? There's a story behind that, too, I know.
There is a story. I mean, he was nicknamed Bill because he had a brother, and they called each other Bill. So that sort of stuck. But he was also somebody that, now he was an abolitionist. He was anti-slavery. But in the first year of the Civil War, he was walking past the saloon. There's a commotion inside. And a bartender who had expressed some support for the Southern cause was being beaten up by six guys. And one thing that Wild Bill did not like for sure was an unfair fight and injustice and bullies. So he went in there with fists flying to support the bartender, get him out of that trouble. And word got around what he had done. And later that day, he was walking down the street, and a woman noticed him and called out to him, "Way to go, Wild Bill." And that name stuck with him for the rest of his life. So he was always known as Wild Bill Hickok. And what a great name for if you're a Western icon to be known as Wild Bill.
I tell you something. It was a great book. I want to thank you for doing something for me personally, taking me back to my youth and reminding me why I wanted to be in the Wild West.
That's right.
But the only problem is the Wild West didn't have any radio at that time. I would have been probably the guy who maybe called bingo in the barn on Saturday nights.
Or you would have been the trailblazer.
The trailblazer. You never know. Hey, the book is great. It's penned by our guest, Tom Clavin. It's called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Tom, come back anytime. We'll talk about Westerns when we'll compare notes about what we did back in our youth wanting to be cowboys.
That sounds like fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Wild Bill, the true story of the frontier's first gunfighter, Wild Bill Hickok. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Today, and joining us right now is a gentleman who's been with us in the past. We talked about the fact the last time he was with us that he had won an Emmy Award for his role in the O.J. Simpson story, and a little earlier this year, he won a Golden Globe, and deservingly so, for his role in This Is Us, Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock on NBC. It's a great show. He's a great actor. Sterling K. Brown joins us, and Sterling, congratulations on your Golden Globe Award.
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
You're one heck of a talent.
Hey, man, that means a lot. Thank you very much. I was shocked, and I was happy. I think until you can experience something like that, you have no idea what to expect. And there are six wonderful people who were nominated in my category, and I think all of us were deserving of the award. So until you hear your name called, you just have to wait. I was blown away. And the whole time I was thinking, I remember, just be happy no matter what happens. You can celebrate yourself and you can celebrate your peers. And in this particular situation, I was able to celebrate. And it felt incredible. I can't tell you the feeling that I had when my name was announced and looking back over that crowd and seeing their appreciation and joy for me. Never felt anything like that before, and I'll carry it with me for the rest of my life.
You know, I truthfully believe that some of the people that were nominated in the category were happy for you. You know, I mean, truthfully, a lot of times there's comedians that joke around with bits that say, you know, oh, oh boy, we're clapping, but we really think we deserve it. I really think that some of the people that you were up against really were glad, and you were sincerely, sincerely shocked and gracious about accepting it because you handled it very well. You know,
thank you, sir.
But your list of credentials is fantastic. I mean, not only the People versus O.J. that you won the Emmy Award for, but the Whiskey Tango at Foxtrot that you starred alongside of Tina Fey, the film Split, Marshall, which is, of course, the first African-American on the Supreme Court. You love theater. You've been in Macbeth, brother-sister plays. You played opposite Al Pacino. You played on the Lifetime series Army Wives and on TV with Supernatural, Person of Interest. The list goes on and on and on. And now, This Is Us stars an old friend of ours. I'll tell you a story about later, Mandy Moore.
Oh, I love Mandy. She's absolutely wonderful. This Is Us, we've benefited from a great deal of publicity on NBC. Enthusiasm is high. A show about four different people turning 36 years old and having a connection with one another, and that connection runs deeper than we initially know and we figure what it is. It's a show that's about life. The choices that we have to make in our mid-30s that sort of determine which way we will go from there. My character, Randall, is adopted at birth and is looking to connect with his biological father for the first time. He's a very successful businessman, got a beautiful wife, beautiful children, but has this hole in his heart, this hole in his soul, because he doesn't have his dad in his life. And it's something that I can relate to on a personal level, because my father passed away when I was very young. And so to be experiencing this moment in my life with my beautiful wife and two beautiful children, I say to myself frequently, how cool would it be if my dad was here to see all the things that are happening in my life right now? And I think Randall is going through a very similar sort of thing. I think people, when they watch, they'll feel a lot. They'll cry, quite possibly. Hopefully, they'll laugh as well. And at the end of the day, the show affirms the perspective that we live in a friendly universe, that everybody has to go through their own trials and tribulations, but at the end of the day, there's hope, and we need to hold on to that hope. And I'm so proud to be a part of a show that puts that message into the world.
Wow, how well said, too. How difficult is it, Sterling, to do a dramedy where you cross the lines between drama and comedy? I mean, that's almost like saying, I'm going to play baseball simultaneously with car racing. You know, I mean, how do you do that?
That that's interesting. I, a lot of it has to do with what's on the page. And then you do a lot of different takes. The directors give options to the editors to see if one scene's going to be more dramatic and one scene could possibly be more comedic. But to be honest with you, Ron, I feel like life naturally is quite humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in the midst of the most traumatic things, there is humor. I've seen people crack up at funerals,
right,
and it's not inappropriate. It's strange and odd, but the way in which everyone experiences grief is different, and we have to allow for the multiplicity of prisms and the expression of life to come through, and I feel like all of life is one big dramedy.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. From the writers and directors of Crazy Stupid Love is the show. Now, did they let you put a little bit of Sterling into it?
You know what? What was written was already there, and I just sort of brought myself to what was already on the page. Like, the writing was so clear, and it spoke to me from the very beginning that you can't help but bring yourself to every character, and it just so happens that this particular aspect of myself that I get to share correlates very strongly with what was already on the page.
Wow, so you could relate to it right away. I told you earlier a funny story about Mandy Moore. She came into my studio one time many years ago at Universal Studios here in Orlando, and she was like 12 years old, right? We used tape in those days, Sterling. So we taped the interview. Well, one day we had to get an interview on real quick. We needed a tape, and our producer said, here, use this tape. And I said, but it's Mandy Moore. She said, yeah, but, you know, she was 12 years old. You'll never hear about her anymore. So we used the tape.
No.
So I had an interview with a 12-year-old Mandy Moore, of which my genius of an executive producer says, hey, why not use this? And here she is, you know, on the top of the game.
Are you kidding me? That is absolutely hysterical, Ryan.
I couldn't believe when it happened. You know, I mentioned earlier about your love of on stage and Macbeth. So many people say that Shakespeare was funny. Now, maybe I'm a little bit from the Soupy Sales era, but do you see that comedy in Shakespeare?
Oh, Shakespeare's hilarious.
How come I never found that in 12th grade?
Well, that's because if you were watching Macbeth or Hamlet, those are probably the two least funny Shakespearean plays that are written. So there's not a whole lot of humor in those. But in other plays, they are absolutely full of all kinds of humor.
Really?
Yeah, you got to check out Much Ado About Nothing or Midsummer Night's Dream. You got to move to The Light of Fair. He spans the gamut. There's something for everybody with Mr. Billy Shakes.
Now, is it knee-slapping comedy that we're talking about here, or is it sophisticated humor?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I think Shakespeare was writing for a very sophisticated crowd and a very sort of plebeian crowd as well, and he wanted something that was going to apply to the masses as well as it did to the literati. So, absolutely. You just have to see some good Shakespeare.
Well,
I'm going to find you something, Ron. Yeah. I'm going to send it your way.
Well, I tell you what. When next time you come to Orlando, then you can fill me in on this secret that I apparently haven't discovered yet.
I look forward to it, sir.
Come back and join us again sometime.
God bless you, sir. I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sterling.
Thank you, Ron.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Sterling K. Brown. This is Us Tuesdays at 9 o'clock on NBC. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us for this hour, but stick around. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests, and they include Jimmy Fallon, Natalie Morales, and Nelson Franklin from a new show on NBC called Abby, author Tom Clavin with a book called Wild Bill Hickok, and from This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown. Next hour, great actor Ernie Hudson will be joining us from NBC's Good Girls, Mae Whitman and Retta. Judy Gold, who is a fabulous comedian and actress, will be here, and Claudia Labana and Amanda Norcross will be talking about safe travel domestically and internationally. And that's all coming up next hour, live with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause. We'll be right back with hour number two and my first guest, Ernie Hudson.